Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host. As we start a fresh week, I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing all our listeners a wonderful week ahead. Rising Stars Championship at Qatar comes to a close and Pakistan have been crowned as champions, but not with ease, but with a great challenge. Right, Pakistan were put into bat by Bangladesh and they were restricted to 125 runs. Fantastic bowling effort by the Bangladeshis. But then, when it came to Bangladesh, a target of 126 on that surface was achievable. But we all know what the Pakistani bowling attack is. They've got two spinners, two wrist spinners, who can fit into the national side. And then Bangladesh could not get over the line, but they too made only 125 for 9. So in the super over, Pakistan got the better of the Bangladeshis. So Bangladesh in the super over, because since they batted second, had to bat first, they lost both their wickets for 6 runs in that super over, and Pakistan won by just 1 run, making 7 for no loss. So let me remind you once again, at Qatar in the T20 Rising Stars Championship, which consisted of 8 teams, Pakistan have been crowned champions. So let's look at the ratings. Pakistan on top, Bangladesh runners up, and Sri Lanka are placed number 3. So some sort of hope for the Sri Lankans, who are languishing in world cricket at the moment. Let's go down to Rawalpindi. Now, when I say Rawalpindi, Sri Lankans don't like that particular venue, I think, especially our players, because they've been having a tough time. But this game is Pakistan versus Zimbabwe. Pakistan batting first made 195 for 5. Babar Azam among the runs against 74. And Shahibada Farhan, who made 80 against Sri Lanka, among the runs against 63. And Fakhar Rahman is proving to be a great all-rounder in the T20 version. He made 27 in 10 deliveries. Sikandar Raza, the captain, was the only bowler among the wickets, 2 for 39. Zimbabwe expected to challenge Pakistan, but they were very poor, bowled out for 126, conceding this match by a massive margin of 69 runs. Right, let's take a look at the batting. Ryan Burl made 62 unbeaten, Sikandar Raza 23. So nothing much to write home about as far as Zimbabwe are concerned. They were exquisite against the Sri Lankans. Of course, Sri Lanka, we all know, is becoming quite a weak side in T20 version. But then against Pakistan, they were completely undone by a far superior team. So today's game coming up at Rawalpindi is Sri Lanka versus Zimbabwe, and Zimbabwe will come out as strong favourites. As far as the bowling is concerned for Pakistan yesterday, Usman Tariq took 4 for 18 and Mohammad Nawaz 2 for 21. Let's dive straight into India. Yesterday, South Africa made 489 in the second test against India. The tail wagged. Senuran Muthusamy made 109. Marco Jansen, as we all know, the tall left-arm seamer, career best 93 in test cricket. And Kyle Vereen, the wicketkeeper, 45. So you can just imagine what's happening in test cricket is today, the modern-day test cricket, and all three formats, the tail-enders have to use the willow. It's pertinent that they bat and score runs. And this is why I think South Africa has proved to be one of the best and champions of test cricket, which they richly deserve. And scoring 489 against that Indian bowling attack is, I think, fantastic. Bumrah 2 for 75, Mohammad Siraj 2 for 45, Kuldeep 4 for 115. And Ravindra Jadeja 2 for 94. So most of the Indian bowlers were taken to the cleaners as well. That's it. So congratulations to Pakistan for winning the Rising Stars tournament in Qatar. Their cricket is on a high now because they beat a strong Zimbabwe outfit yesterday in the Tri-Nation series by a massive margin, scoring 195. And today, of course, Sri Lanka will take on Zimbabwe in the Tri-Nation involving Pakistan, Zimbabwe and Sri Lanka, and Zimbabwe will come out as strong favorites, that's for sure. Thanks for listening. We'll look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, on behalf of Luckett Peeries, myself, I'd like to wish all of you a very blessed day. Bye for now.